Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I have with me Dawn.
Hello.
And it's a pleasure to welcome to VI Talk for the first time, Andrew from Brian's Quest. Hiya, Andrew.
Hi there.
Hello. So do you want to start off by telling us how Brian's Quest came about? Because you're the founder and the person who runs it, aren't you? So do you want to tell us a little bit about Brian's Quest?
Yeah, thank you very, very much for the opportunity. I'm totally blind, and I have been for many years, and I really enjoy getting out and about in the countryside. However, I've always felt it kind of quite daunting and can often be quite stressful, which takes away some of the pleasure. Usually I need to go out walking with someone, and then when I go out on my own, there's always that risk of getting lost and getting disorientated. So I set up Brian's Quest in order to look at many, many opportunities for visually impaired people to get out and about and enjoy nature, and also to learn about nature. I look at the three E's, the enjoyment, the education, and the experience of the great outdoors. And Brian's Quest is looking at a range of different ways in which people can be supported to get the most out of being outdoors, whether that's visiting a local small park, or a zoo, or anywhere where there's wildlife, or in the countryside, or coastal paths, a whole range of woodlands and nature opportunities. And the learning about nature is presents a whole load of challenges as well.
So what does Brian's Quest actually do to encourage people to get out into nature and things?
Yeah, my first aim is to really look at encouraging facilities themselves to look at what they can do to support their visually impaired visitors. And many nature reserves will have, maybe if you're lucky, a braille guide. Often websites are a good source of information about the places, but as to when you get to the places, there aren't any tactile maps. There are very, very few audio guides or audio description around their services. So I'm kind of campaigning to get those sorts of facilities recognized by the professionals in nature, and then to work with them to get those things in place. So at the moment, what I've done is I've set up a YouTube channel, that's Brian's Quest, and Brian is a kind of fairly assertive, outgoing blind chap, and we follow him in various adventures and various involvements in nature, whether that's conservation. And Brian will also talk to us about ways in which things like tactile models can be used to teach people about the relative sizes of animals, for example.
So what's happening? Where do you see Brian's Quest going from here, Andrew? What's the next steps for you?
Well, physically, all over the countryside, up every lane along the coastal path. My personal passion is walking the southwest coastal path. So eventually I'll start doing a few videos of my adventures along there. Because as well as campaigning to people that are in positions of influence to get better, more accessible facilities throughout the countryside and nature reserves, I also want to encourage visually impaired people to get out and about, and not to hesitate, but to look at ways in which they can explore and get more out of the country, because it's very popular at the moment, and I think it will continue to be. The benefits of being out in nature are very, very well documented, and I don't think that visually impaired people should be left behind about getting those advantages. And in fact, often visually impaired people have extra pressures, so they have extra needs to find relaxation and to address any little mental health or major mental health issues. Even I've heard that GPs are prescribing time spent out in the countryside as part of a recuperation or mental health management program. So what I would like VI Talk podcast listeners to become involved in is letting Brian's Quest know of their very good experiences of places where they've been to in the countryside, whether that's just the open countryside or it is a nature reserve in their local area or on holiday. So I'd love to know about the good experience and also any places where they've been where they felt a little bit disappointed or perhaps left out with regards to not being able to see what's going on.
Brilliant. So there you go, everybody. Get in touch because you're on Twitter as well. Do you want to give your Twitter?
Yes, handle? Please. That it's simply at Brian's Quest.
Okie dokie. And you have a website, don't you?
Yes. Yes. That's Brian'sQuest.org. So that's Brian with a Y. So BRYANQUEST.org. And the best one of the ways that people could contact Brian's Quest is through the contacts page on the website.
Is it is it a charity that you're running? Is it?
Well, I'm setting it up as a social enterprise.
Right. Okay.
So it's a not-for-profits.
Right. Concern. And is it national? Is it, or is it going to be?
Well, yes, using modern technology, it's national. So it's going to be up to the various, each individual nature reserve or zoo or country park or land management people to pick up the ideas through Brian's Quest website and through information sheets and working with other organizations to address any access issues. So if any VI Talk podcast listeners have any ideas about how they would like to be supported and feel that they could get more out of any nature environment, I'm happy to work with them and to approach places to say, hey, how about getting some tactile maps? Or I'm a big fan of models, and I've started my own collection just by looking through eBay and also getting presents from my family. I've got a really nice kingfisher model, and I'd try and build up a collection of life-size models, so that it's the only way I would ever be able to touch a kingfisher, isn't it? Through a model. And yeah. I was amazed at the sort of size of the bird, and then also its beak and things. So just from that inspires me to encourage other people to make models and display models, really.
That's a really good idea, isn't it? It would be so nice if more places, when you, like you say, you go to a zoo, and if you can't see, yes, you can hear the animals sometimes, provided they're not asleep, but you'll never have an idea really of how big those animals are, or small, indeed.
No. And my latest podcast, my latest YouTube video is where I visit a sand sculpture park, because I'm convinced that we could have large scale, life size models of the very largest animals made out of sand sculpture. And they're not fragile sand sculptures, so I was quite surprised, but they do get coated in quite a protective layer of sand on the outside, so they can actually be touched. So what better way of exploring what a grizzly bear is, or a polar bear, safely made out of sand? My video's just gone up this week, where I go to Weston-super-Mare to their sand sculpture festival, and they let me actually get close to the exhibits and touch them. And so that's one way in which I hope to encourage artists and other people to maybe look into providing a little bit of that. They'll need to have some sand near them, of course.
That's a really good idea.
Thank you.
And hopefully more people will take it on board.
Do you work closely with churches? Because I know a lot of people have a very good interest in churches. And the layer, I visited York Minster, and they had a 3D model of the outside of it, how it stands, and the inside of it, and it was a really, really tactile version.
Yes,
absolutely, really, really good, and it's one of the best I've actually had.
Great, that is just the sort of thing I'd love to put on my list. Now, I'm really mainly focused on nature, but I can see that the models of buildings are really, really informative as well, aren't they? And there's no other way in which somebody that can't see could appreciate what a building is like.
Exactly.
So that's it. Yeah, I'm thinking large animals like elephants and giraffes, but even bigger buildings. Yeah, ideal.
That's right up your street, Dawn, isn't it? Because we're both elephant lovers, but you more so.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Love
and whales as well. I've often thought a giant sand sculpture, life-size sand sculpture of a whale on a beach would be great to explore, wouldn't it?
Amazing. Brilliant. Yeah, it would be really good. Very, very good. I noticed on your website that there's something about way tags.
I grow. That's another area, you see. Nature is all about growing your own vegetables and flowers as well. Mm-hmm. And that's something else that my future videos will cover, because I'm a big fan of growing vegetables. I've got a lot to learn. I'm not an expert, but it's really, really rewarding. And just having some runner beans going up a cane, in just going out and in inspecting them for snails, and then you get the checking them every week and watching them grow up the pole. It's just really, really interesting. And then, of course, you get some beans to eat at the end of it. So, so I needed a way in which I could label my packets of seeds. And then that's when I came across a system called WayTags, which is a tagging and scanning system, which enables me to use my smartphone. I use an Android phone, but they do work at iOS. So I download an app, and then I have my tags, and then I can tag my all my packets of seeds, and then also I tag the plants as they grow as well, because it's quite easy to lose track of what was planted when and what type of plant you've got in which pot.
That's brilliant.
Sounds like it does, doesn't it? Yeah, really interesting. So are the tags quite small? Are they?
Yeah, they're 20 to 25 mil across, so just a maximum of an inch.
Right.
So they're small, and you can get them with magnets on and some little fixings too, so that you can hook them over things, so that they come in several, as you probably saw from my website, several different configurations really, but it's all basically the same tag that you can get stickers as well. So I've used stickers and put them onto lolly sticks, and then I can stick those in my plant pots.
What a good idea.
And because, and you don't need a pen or any extra device, because it's just, it works through a free app through your phone.
What we could do for you as well is put something on our resources page.
Yeah.
If you send us a description of what they are, we could put it on our resources page for you.
Yeah, we can post it if you want to post info about the way type.
Thank you. Yeah,
email it over and we'll put it up.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah.
Do you do a lot with schools to encourage children at all?
No, because I'm relatively new, I'm still sort of feeling my way around, and I'll respond to anybody that wants me to talk to them more about nature and access, then I will. I have thought perhaps schools could get involved in making models.
Yeah, projects. They're always doing projects at schools, aren't they?
Yeah.
It'll be inclusive for VI kids as well.
Yes.
Yeah, very much so.
So at the moment, I'm looking at just exploring different ways in which materials can be used to make models. I suppose that's another shout out to people, because I bought a crochet pattern from an American designer last year, and the crochet pattern is of a barn owl.
Wow.
And it's like a 3D. And I'm told by sighted people that it looks really, really authentic. And that's what Brian's Quest is all about, finding authentic models to use for education. I mean, Donald Duck is all very fine, but, you know, they don't usually, ducks don't usually wear trousers. So I'm looking for very lifelike, realistic, that correctly shaped and formed as an educational tool, but also, you know, something that looks exactly like the real thing can be a lovely piece of art. a lovely wood carving of a fox, or anyway. So I haven't found anybody that is prepared to take on this crocheting project of a barn owl. So if there are any VI Talk podcasters or their relatives that enjoy a crochet challenge, perhaps they could get in touch with yourselves or me. I bought the pattern from America, so it was sent over digitally. So I can dig that out if anybody wants to take that on.
So we do have some. We have an arts and crafts Facebook group, and we do have some very avid knitters and crocheters on there.
Yeah.
So we can pop the details on there as well and see if anybody fancies giving it a go.
Yes, because one way of distributing models and things would be for people across the country to make models for their local facilities, wouldn't it? Because, you know, we don't want to get into, having to pay vast fortunes for models and things. But, it might be a way in which people could make a model and then donate it to their local RSPB reserve of a typical bird that's in the area. It's all about spreading ideas and awareness and opportunities like that, really.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you thought about making contact with I don't know what their technical name is, but you can get these people that make things out of tree bark and things like that?
Not those specific artists, but I will gradually get around to I'm hoping that maybe chatting and whoever listens to our podcast here, and I would love the opportunity to maybe do a more, more than once every few months kind of podcast with you about nature, and perhaps we could have another guest on and hear about their experiences, because I haven't really spoken about much about the places that I go to in my conservation work or my coastal path walk, but I'd love to have another guest on that is maybe from another part of the country.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea.
Because anything definitely that we find that's good practice, then hopefully we can encourage other nature places to sort of think, well, perhaps we should be doing something that good.
Yeah, definitely.
Before we close, Andrew, do you want to give your contact details again? Do you want to give your, Twitter and the website, etc.?
Yeah, that's great. So the email is bryansmission, that's BRYANSMISSION, @gmail.com. The website address is bryansquest, that's bryansquest.org, .org. And that can be used if you go to the contacts page to contact me. And the Twitter is @bryansquest. And those are my three main communication channels. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time today. Really appreciated it.
Good.
Very good topic.
Yes.
Something we've not covered before. So thank you ever so much, Andrew.
I think it does get slightly neglected, but it could affect each and every one of us, couldn't it? In a greater or lesser degree. As soon as we go out of our front door, we're in nature. So there are opportunities to enjoy, learn, and experience.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.